You know, it's such a blessing and an honor to know Joel and the impact he's had on my life for the past 10 years. He's such an encouragement to us as a church. More and more I find people who watch Joel online and went to the website and found our church. There was even one person just last week who said, you know, Pastor, I was at Albany Night of Hope. It's the first time I ever heard a transformation church in Middletown, and that's my area where I was from. I've been coming ever since. And there's story after story as far as how people have been connected to our church through Joel. You know, Joel's heart, he shared this with us in tears. His heart is to populate our churches, to fill our churches. He wants to cast a net of hope on Sundays, and then he wants to send them to our churches. Isn't that amazing? There's hundreds and hundreds of Champion Network churches that partner with him and hope that people would come. So if you're coming because you've watched Joel, or you're coming because you're looking for a life-giving church, you're coming to a church where you're going to be encouraged and strengthened in your faith, how many of you came to the right place? You came to the right place. So as a gift from us to you, everyone that's here today will receive Joel's brand new book free. On the way out, you can grab this book, our gift to you. And let me tell you, I've read about halfway through this book, and I've been more encouraged by reading this book than any book I've ever read, based on Joel. Based on any book Joel has written is what I wanted to say. This is such an encouraging book, and especially for the times that we are living in today. And I'm so grateful because Joel has recorded an introduction for us this morning. It's about 5 minutes long, and he's going to introduce the message series for us this morning. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Let's welcome Joel as he comes.
God bless you. It's great to be with you today. We speak blessings over you and your family. I know you are planted in an awesome church with awesome pastors. Thanks for being with us today. We all face pressure in life, and times where we could feel overwhelmed. The obstacle looks too big. We never dreamed we'd be dealing with a sickness, or we thought the trouble at work would be over by now. And it's easy to feel as though it's too much. We can't take it anymore. But the scripture says, God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can endure, but He will make a way of escape so that you will be able to bear it. When God designed you, He took into account everything you would face, every struggle, every unfair situation, every setback, and He put in you the strength, the courage, the determination to withstand it. When you feel overwhelmed, like the pressure is too much, it's because you're stronger than you think. You haven't discovered all that's in you. You'll never know how strong you really are until you face pressure that you've never faced. It may seem unbearable, but the fact that God allowed it means you can handle it. God didn't say He would make a way of escape so you can run from it, so you can avoid it. He said it was so you can bear it. You can look back at times in your life when you didn't think you could go on. The pressure seemed unbearable, but somehow it didn't defeat you. You had the strength to get up another day. You kept going when you didn't feel like you had anything left. Why didn't that break you? Because you were stronger than you thought. God designed you to handle that pressure. He wouldn't have allowed you to get in that pressure if He hadn't already put in you what you needed to handle it. You will always be able to bear whatever comes your way. You are stronger than you think. You are more favored than you think. You are more anointed than you think. When things come that should be unbearable, you've tapped into strength that you didn't know you had. You still give God praise. You still shine at work. You still accomplish big dreams. Don't go your whole life and never discover what's in you. You are stronger than you think. David was a teenager, taking care of his father's sheep in the shepherd's fields. One day he took a supply of food to his three brothers who were in the army. When he arrived at camp, he heard Goliath taunting the Israelite soldiers. Something rose up in him. He told King Saul that he wanted to fight Goliath. They all tried to talk him out of it, telling him he was too small, not qualified. He had no experience. David was determined. When Goliath saw how small David was, he began to laugh. He said, "Am I a dog that you'd come at me with a stick?" He was saying, "Is this the best you've got?" David looked at Goliath and said, in effect, "I may be small, but I'm stronger than I look. I'm more powerful than I look. I'm more experienced than I look." David took his slingshot and with that one stone brought down Goliath. You may have some Goliaths telling you what you can't do. You're not strong enough to break the addiction. You can't beat that sickness. You'll never accomplish that dream. You're not big enough. You have to do like David. Tell the Goliaths, "I may look small, but I'm stronger than you think. You haven't seen the best of me. You haven't seen the courage, the fortitude, the greatness. That problem is not going to defeat you. That trouble is not how your story ends. That loss is not going to define you. You're going to discover things in you that you didn't know you had." I believe even now, strength is rising up. Courage is rising up. Dreams are coming back to life. You're about to see God do things that you couldn't do, turn situations around that look permanent, open doors that no person can shut. When I was 10 years old, I played Little League Baseball. I was very small when I was growing up, always the shortest one on the team. One day I got up to bat, and the coach on the other team came out of the dugout, started waving his arms, shouting to the outfielders, "Come in closer, come in closer." It was though he was saying, "This guy up to bat is a loser. Look how small he is. He can't hit." He made such a big scene. Everyone in the stands was watching. Something rose up in me. I thought, "You don't know who you're talking about. You don't know what I'm capable of." The pitcher threw the first pitch. I swung with all my might. That ball went over everyone's head. With one bounce, it hit the fence. I felt like I was Jose Altuve. I was so fast that I rounded the bases for an inside-the-park home run. The next time I came up to bat, the same coach came out of the dugout, but this time he was waving his arms the other way, shouting, "Back up, back up, back up." What happened? I was stronger than he thought. I believe the enemy has misjudged you. He thinks you're a lightweight. You're too small, at a disadvantage, overwhelmed. Life's been tough. Why don't you step up and show what's in you? Get in agreement with God. If you'll do this, I believe and declare you're about to discover strength, courage, ability like you've never seen. You're not going to just survive, you're going to thrive. You're going to overcome obstacles, defeat enemies, and accomplish your God-given dreams.
Let's thank Joel for that great word this morning. Guys, you are stronger than you think you are. We've been through a lot of challenges. You've been through a lot of difficulties. But God created you to withstand the challenges and the difficulties of this life. When we started this pandemic about 20 months ago, I can tell you this. I was worried and I was nervous and I was uncertain how we were going to get through the future, and I was uncertain about the future of our church. I was uncertain about the future of our family, and I was concerned when I went to the store and didn't see any toilet paper. And we all were concerned with that. How many are with me on that? Like, Lord, will we ever, ever? Say it. You see, I'm not Joel. That's the beautiful thing. Pastor Joe's Pastor Joe, right? Well, I can't say it. Pray for, I'm stronger than I think. Somebody help me out this morning. Oh, Lord, help me. I lost my place. Let me go back. Is this recorded? Is this live streaming? All right. When this pandemic started about 20 months ago, I admit I was worried, I was concerned, but church, here we are. 20 months later, we're still standing. We're still praising. We're still rejoicing. We're still breathing. Because with God, there is nothing that we cannot handle. With God, there is nothing that we can do. With God, let me tell you, church, with God, there is nothing that's impossible with God. And it's so important in this series that you raise the level of your faith and believe with all of us that you are stronger than you think. And I know all of us have faced all kinds of challenges outside of the pandemic. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have experienced financial challenges. Some of us have experienced challenges at work. And many of us, or some of us, are getting laid off from work. Or maybe some of us are not getting the vaccination shot and we're choosing to leave our jobs. And we're uncertain about the future. But I just want to encourage you today that you are not going to be crushed by the stress and by the pressures of this life. The challenges of this life are not going to break you. They're going to make you. And God uses pressure to make us stronger. God uses pressure to make us grow. God uses the difficulties and the challenges of this life to help us grow and mature in our faith. So regardless of what you're going through this morning, and I know all of us are going through something. Can I get an amen on that, right? We're all going through something this morning. I just want to encourage you this morning. And I want to tell you today that if God brought you to it, He will bring you through it. Come on, church. If God brought you to it, He will bring you through it. And He's bringing us through it. He's bringing us through the challenges. He's bringing us through the difficulties. He's bringing us through the hard times of this life. He's bringing us through the uncertainties. We are not going to be crushed by the difficulties of this life. Why? Because there is resurrection power living in every follower of Jesus Christ. I want to share a verse with you that might just blow your mind. Listen to this verse. It says, if the same, that the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead, what does it say, church? Lives in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, where does He live? He lives in you. He lives in me. I don't know about you, but that's powerful. That's great power that lives within every follower of Jesus, that lives within every child of God. We have resurrection power living in us. And the God that is in us is greater than whatever's coming against us. How many believe that? How many know that? So you might be dealing with a physical challenge today. You might be dealing with a financial challenge today. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in your home. Maybe it's at work. Regardless of where it is, I just want to tell you that there is great power living within you. And if God brought you to it, He will take you through it because His Spirit lives in you. Not only is there resurrection power living in you, I love this verse, there is can-do power living in us because it says, I can do what? All things through Christ who gives me the strength. You know, sometimes we read this verse and makes it a cute tattoo, cute bumper sticker, nice meme, but it's more than a tattoo. It's more than a meme. It's more than the bumper sticker. It's God's word for you today. Whatever you're facing, you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. Whose strength are you going to be doing this by? God's strength. He has given you the strength. So when you're facing those difficulties and you feel like, I can't do this anymore. How many have said that in the past? I've said that more this past year. I don't know how much longer I can deal with this. I don't know how much longer I can take this. I don't know if I can get through this. I don't know if I can get through these difficulties or these challenges. I want to remind you today what Paul says in Philippians. You can do all things through Christ who gives who the strength? He gives you the strength, right? You're not going to do it with your strength. You are going to do it with God's strength. God's power, God's Spirit, God's strength living in us. For everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ, they have resurrection, can-do power living in them. Look at what John says in 1 John 5. He says, for everyone born of God What does he do, church? Overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And he writes, who is it that overcomes the world? In verse 5, only the one who what? Believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You see, the strength that lives in you must be Jesus, must be the Holy Spirit. You can't go in your own strength or any other strength, because any other strength, you're going to fail. You're going to grow weak. You're going to grow tired and weary. But when you have God's Spirit living in you because of your faith in Jesus Christ, John writes, he says, you are going to overcome the world. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. That means each and every one of us are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. I am an overcomer. Guess what, church? We are in the process of overcoming. We're in the process of overcoming. We are not going to be broken by this pandemic. We're not going to be broken by the financial challenges. We're not going to be broken by the losses that we might have experienced in our lives. Why? Because we are stronger than we think we are. You know, in 2004, I had the darkest season of my life when we lost our 51-day-old son. And I can honestly tell you that I never thought that I would ever pastor again. I never thought that I could preach another sermon again. I never thought that I would be able to declare faith and hope to a world that was struggling. Because if God, what I felt, if God failed me, then he's going to fail everyone. But you know what? After a few weeks of grieving my loss, there was an inner strength that began to rise up within me. A strength that gave me the ability to continue to preach, to continue to trust, to continue to have faith in God's promises. And I want to tell you, when you are down and when you're at your weakest, God is at his strongest. God's strength, Paul said, is made perfect in your weakness. In other words, you don't have to act strong. You don't have to be strong. You are strong in God. You are strong in Jesus Christ. Not with your strength, but with his strength. And that's what I found. I found that in my weakest point of my life, God gave me the strength to rise up, to continue to pastor. And that was in 2004. And what year are we in? 2021, right? Still? What's the math? How many years? Somebody help me out. This is a rough early morning. Did we lose an hour or gain an hour? I'm confused. I'm just all off. 17 years later, I'm still declaring hope. I'm still declaring faith. I'm still believing, not because of my strength, but because of the strength that God gave me. This next verse I want to share with you is it's so important that we see ourselves as strong, as powerful, and as able to handle all that God comes our way. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing, it's important that you have a strong mindset. The scriptures say that as a man thinks, so he is. If you come across a challenge and you start thinking, you know what, I'm going to fail, I'm going to be crushed by this, I'm never going to be able to make it, I'm going to fall short, I can't do this anymore. Listen, your life goes in the directions of your strongest thoughts. How many know that? And so many of us lose the battle before we ever face the battle. We lose the battle in our minds. But we need to start believing what God says about us. We are not weak. We are not weak people. We have strength given to us by God. In Gideon, in Judges chapter 6, verse 12, we read a story in which Gideon was called by God to lead the children of Israel over the Midianites. The Midianites had conquered Israel and they were in control of Israel. And there is Judah. He's hiding from the Midianites. He's afraid. He's threshing wheat in a wine press. He didn't want anybody to see what was going on. And God comes to Midian. I mean, God comes to Gideon. Gideon, Midian. God comes to Gideon and says this, the Lord is with you, what? Mighty warrior. Gideon did not have a mighty warrior mindset. He had a mindset of failure, of weakness. He had a mindset of just not being who God wanted him to be. And God had to speak to Midian and tell him that he was a mighty warrior, that he's not what he thought he was. He was who God called him to be. He might have felt weak. He might have felt like a failure. He might have felt like he didn't have the power to lead Israel to conquer the Midianites. But how many know that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, right? The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. If God has called you, if God has filled you, if God has empowered you, there is nothing that you cannot do. There is no Goliath that you cannot face. There is no mountain that you cannot face that you will be able to conquer. You will have the strength to go through what you're going through. You will have the strength to continue fighting those battles. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen? And when God looks down upon you, he doesn't see weakness. He sees strength. He sees mighty warrior. Why? Because he's wired all of us to be overcomers. How many believe that today? So Gideon, though, struggled in his mind, and he responds to the angel of the Lord. He says, well, pardon me, my Lord. Excuse me, my Lord. You know, he says, but if the Lord is with us, then what does he say, church? Why? Why has all this happened to us? You ever been there? And that is the number one question we're all going to face. If God is with us and if we are mighty warriors, then why? I just want to tell you today, it's okay to ask God why. It's okay to ask God why. Why has this happened to me? Why am I going through this? Why are we experiencing all this? Why am I facing all of these challenges? I've asked why so many times. And he goes on in verse 14, he says, In verse, the second one, he says, where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? Where is the Lord? And he says this in verse 14. He says, but now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian. This is after the Lord speaks to him, mighty warrior. But he still questions his calling. He still questions what God has called him. He still questions the power that's within him. And God, in his doubt, and we all have seasons of doubt. We all have seasons in which we will struggle to believe. We all have seasons to ask why. Why did this happen to my child? Why did this happen to me? Why is this happening to my family? Why is this happening to my job? Why is this happening in my marriage? It's okay to ask why, but let me encourage you, don't stay in the why. I love it when we ask why, because for every why, God will give us an answer. He may not give us the full understanding of why certain things have happened in our lives. We just need to trust that God works all things together for our good. And he is for us. He's not against us. So there is Gideon. He's just uncertain. He's asking, why? Why has all this happened? God, where are you? Have you abandoned us? But God responds, and I love this. In verse 14, he says, Gideon, go in the what, church? Strength you have. In other words, you were wired for this. What I have brought you to, I will bring you through. You have a strength within you that I have given you that you will be able to stand against the pressures, stand against the enemy. Listen, within all of us, God has placed within us an inner strength to be able to stand when everybody else is falling, to be able to rise up when everybody else is shrinking, to be able to rejoice and praise God when everybody's crying. God has given us his spirit within us to rise up in the most difficult challenges of life. Why? Because he's placed his strength in each and every one of us. What is God telling Gideon? Gideon, you are stronger than you think. I came to tell you today that the fact that you are in it means that you can handle it. The fact that you are whatever struggle you're in. Think about the struggle you're in. Think about the pressure you're feeling. Think about the weight. And this is what happens when people experience weight and pressure. They want to quit. They want to quit the marriage. They want to quit the job. They want to quit their life. They want to quit their future. They want to quit. But God is saying, don't quit. Stay lit, right? That's what God is saying. Because I've given you strength. I've given you power. I've given you the ability. The fact that you are in it means I believe you can handle it. And guess what? The fact that this pandemic came 20 months ago meant that God believed that we can handle it. How many are with us? How many are with us, yeah? And guess what? We can handle whatever's coming our way. We may feel like we're falling apart, but how many know that every time we feel like we're falling apart, God keeps us together. God holds us together with the palm of his hand. He's strengthening us. And without even realizing it, we are growing. We are maturing. Our faith is rising up. Our faith is being refined. And we are becoming mighty warriors in God. But what must we do? I love what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. He says, we must take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. We have to take captive every single thought and make it obedient to Christ Jesus. We can't allow the negative thoughts to run rampant in our minds. We have to take them captive and reject thoughts that do not come from God. Let me tell you, Satan himself will come against you, but he won't come against you with a spear or a pitchfork. We just had Halloween last week. There were a lot of pitchforks out, right? Right? A lot of people walking, that's not how the devil comes. He doesn't show up at your house with a pitchfork. You know what he does? He shoots thought darts into your mind, right? He'll shoot a thought dart. You're going to fail. You're going to fall short. God has abandoned you. God doesn't love you. You can't do this job. You can't do this. You can't do what God has put you to do. Give up. Quit. Do you know how many quit darts the enemy has tried to throw into my mind? It's never ending. He's like, quit. 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 You know what I do with that word, quit? I take it captive. And I do my best to reject those thoughts and bring them to the obedience of Christ. Bring them to the obedience of Christ. I don't allow any negative thought, or I do my best to not allow any negative thought to run rampant in my mind. I bring my thoughts to the Holy Spirit and I say, Holy Spirit, take control of my mind and my heart. Help me to continue to believe that you have something good for me, that you have a great future for me. Help me to believe that you've placed me exactly where I'm at. I might feel the weight. I might feel the pressure. Listen, doing what I do, there's a lot of weight and there's a lot of pressure. And it's easy for me to want to quit. It's easy for me to run out. The easy way is to kind of retire, right? Go down south, open a Shake Shack on a beach. You know, how many, we all love to work at a Shake Shack, right? No stress, have the music playing in the background. Don't worry, be happy. But this is what I've learned. You don't grow in Shake Shacks. You grow in the fire. You grow in the fire. But how many know whenever you're in the fire, there's another in the fire? How many know there's another in the fire? And how many know that if you're in the fire, you will not be burnt? How many know? You will never see God's power unless you're placed in a situation in which you need God's power. You know, this generation, I just want to tell you, this generation doesn't like a lot of stress. This generation likes to take it easy. You know, they don't fully grasp the understanding of what it means to have weight and stress and pressure. Why? Because this generation loves pleasure. But don't run from the pressure. Don't run from the weight. If God brought you to it, come on somebody, he will bring you through it. And he will use the pressure to make you stronger. So how do we take the thoughts captive? First of all, we have to acknowledge what we're going through. Acknowledge what we're experiencing. We have to realize we can't just like ignore what we're going through. God, this is what I'm facing. I'm facing this challenge. I'm facing this setback. I'm facing this difficulty. And this is how I feel. I feel like C-R-A-P. It's okay to tell God that. He can handle it. Be honest, there are times I feel that way because of what's going on in the world, what's going on in life. You know what that does? It helps me get in touch with how I'm really feeling. It helps me face the challenges that I'm feeling. It helps me be real and be human and really acknowledge, you know what? I feel the weight. I feel the pressure. I feel the stress. Then once I acknowledge what I'm going through and acknowledge how I feel, then I focus on what God says. Pretty simple, right? Not really. Because you might feel a certain way, and if you allow your feelings to guide your life, your feelings will always lead you astray. You have to live your life based on truth, based on what God says about you. And some of you need to rewire your brains because you're wired for negativity. You're wired to always think failure. You're wired to always think that God's never going to be there. You're a wired pessimist. Don't raise your hand. Any wired pessimists in the room, right? The glass is always half empty. Or is it half full? Good question. But what do you need to do? Focus on what God says. What did God say to Gideon? You are a mighty warrior. What does God say to you? You're a mighty warrior. You have can-do power living in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And you are an overcomer. That's what God's word says about us. And if God overcame, you're going to overcome. That's what God says. Focus on what God says. And then thirdly, invite God into what you're going through. Lord, I invite you, Holy Spirit, into what I'm going through to give me the strength to go through what I'm going through. Focus on what God says. Acknowledge what you're experiencing. But lastly, invite God into what you're going through. Say, Holy Spirit, I invite you into my struggle. I invite you into my pain. I invite you into my disappointment. And you know what happens when you invite God into what you're going through? This is what happens in Judges chapter 6. You can come up. In Judges chapter 6, the rest of the story, there's too many verses. I just want to kind of briefly read it to you. Gideon responds to this incredible word to him, given to him by God, and go in the strength you have, and he's so encouraged. So how does Gideon respond? You know how Gideon responds? He doesn't immediately throw himself into the battle. He says, wait here, Lord. He says, if I have found favor, I want you to give me a sign that it's really you talking to me. Don't go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. Gideon responds to the word of the Lord with worship. Gideon says, thank you, Lord, because you're giving me the strength. You're giving me the power. You're giving me the ability. I want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life. And in response to that, before I even step out into my calling, I am going to worship you. So he came back, and the Lord said, I will wait until you return. So Gideon went inside and prepared a young goat. And we read how he prepared the sacrifice. And the angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. I love it. I love where it says, just pour out your offering. This is what God wants from us. He wants us to pour our souls out to him. He wants us to pour out our lives to him. He wants us to pour out everything that's within us to him. And the Bible says the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. And fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. And then the angel of the Lord disappeared. And watch this, what happens. When Gideon realized it was the angel, he shouted out, alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the Lord face to face. I've seen the Lord. But the Lord had one word left for Gideon. And this word, I believe, is for you today. Whoever's going through a challenge, whoever's going through a difficulty, whoever's afraid, afraid about the future, afraid about tomorrow, afraid about what's going to happen. Gideon, the Lord speaks to Gideon and says this. He says, peace. Do not be afraid. You are not going to die. This is for somebody here today. Peace. Peace. Isn't that awesome? That's what God always gives. He always gives peace when you're facing insurmountable challenges. The New Testament calls it a peace that surpasses all understanding. In other words, a peace that doesn't make sense. That everyone around me is crashing. Everything around me is crashing. But there's another in the fire, and he's with me. And if he's with me, he will take me through whatever I'm going through. And for that reason, I have peace. But check this out. Gideon then, after offering the sacrifice, he does something even deeper. He builds an altar. And for the very first time, we are introduced to Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Gideon built an altar to the Lord and called it Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is peace. And I want to declare to you today that God wants to speak shalom over your life. God wants to speak shalom over your situation. God wants to speak shalom over your struggle. He wants to give you a peace that surpasses all of your understanding, that actually guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And I leave you with this thought. Jesus is your peace when everything else is falling into pieces. And I don't know what's falling apart in your life, but I just want to encourage you. You're stronger than you think you are. You're stronger than you think. And I just want to speak peace over your situation. Speak peace over your struggle. Speak peace over your life. But the greatest peace you could ever experience is not peace in your circumstances. Is peace with God. Peace with God. And I wonder if many of you are struggling with a lack of peace, not with just in this world, a lack of peace in your heart with God. And today, if you simply invite Christ into your heart and say, Jesus, I invite peace into my life. You know, he's called the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. And he wants to give you the strength, but he wants to give you peace that you can handle it. He's with you. He's for you. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And the power that lives in you is greater than whatever you're facing. So stop stressing and start blessing like Gideon did, right? I'm going to worship you, Lord. I'm going to praise you, Lord. I'm going to praise you, Lord. Stop stressing. Stop stressing. Stop stressing. You have everything you need. It's right within you. Let's stand together, church. And if you feel comfortable, let's lift our hands as I close in prayer. Say, dear Jesus, here I am. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my soul. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Fill me with your power and with your spirit. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Lord, I pray for every person here today that whatever they're going through, I know you're going to take them through it, Lord. I pray for every home, every marriage, every person in this house. Fill them with your power. Fill them with your spirit. Let every person leave here encouraged. Let every person leave here full of faith, full of hope, believing, God, that the best is yet to come, that you have more in store for them. Lord, I love you. Thank you for this word today. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody together said, amen. Amen and amen. Hey.